Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Based on caseload statistics from the United States Courts database, Chapter 12 bankruptcy filings decreased in the first half of 2018 compared to the first half of 2017. From January to June 2018, family farmer and family fisherman Chapter 12 filings totaled 251 cases, down 26 cases, or 9%, from 277 filings during the first half of 2017. The decline in farm bankruptcies comes despite expectations for acceleration in 2018. This aligns with USDA projections for farm sector equity and debt to remain flat in 2018 after adjusting for inflation. Chapter 12 bankruptcy filings were the highest in Wisconsin at 26, followed by Georgia, Kansas, and Nebraska at 16 each. A storm is brewing in farm country in the form of a dragging agricultural economy, a shaky outlook for our export markets, and a dire ag labor shortage. Farmers and ranchers are used to dealing with tough and unpredictable weather, but that doesn't mean they don't hope and pray for a break in the clouds. Finally, the sun came through earlier this summer with the House and Senate passage of their respective farm bills. Of course, Congress can't legislate agriculture out a fifth straight year of lower net farm income, put more much-needed workers in the fields, or knock down ever-expanding trade barriers. But through the Farm Bill, lawmakers can provide the certainty of farm programs that offer price and revenue protection, opportunities for conservation, and federal crop insurance, which has become farmers' most important risk management tool. The Precision Agriculture Connectivity Act is included in both the House and Senate versions of the Farm Bill and was recently passed as a standalone bill by the House. The legislation would lead to better connectivity in the field for precision agriculture uses. R.J. Carney, Director of Congressional Relations at AFBF, explained how in a recent interview. He said the bill will direct the Federal Communications Commission and Department of Agriculture to establish a task force of public and private sector members for meeting the technology needs of precision agriculture. The task force will be responsible for developing specific steps federal agencies can take to address gaps in coverage, with a goal of achieving 95% coverage of crop and ranch lands by 2025. This will allow more farmers to use precision agriculture technology and be more efficient, economical, and environmentally friendly. The legislation is critical for farmers and ranchers who want to utilize precision ag technology as a tool in their toolbox. Through its Water and Waste Disposal Loan and Grant Program, the Agriculture Department is providing $4 billion to help rural communities and water districts maintain, modernize, or build water and wastewater systems. The funding is targeted at rural communities with 10,000 or fewer residents, like Greenview, Illinois, a village with a population of 788. Greenview is receiving a $4.9 million loan and a $3.7 million grant to construct a wastewater collection and treatment facility. This project will alleviate health hazards caused by private septic or aeration systems that discharge effluent into drainage fields. Eligible rural communities and water districts can apply via the RD Apply tool or through one of USDA Rural Development's state or field offices. For a third week in a row, the Agriculture Department has announced in its crop progress report that 72% of the U.S. corn crop is in good to excellent condition. The current 72% rating is 11 percentage points above last year's rating of 61%. For further perspective, the five-year average for corn crops of 69% good to excellent places today's static condition of 72% as the best in years. USDA reported 9% of the corn crop in poor to very poor condition, which remains in line with the past 3 weeks as well. Analysts predicted corn and soybean crop conditions to decline slightly, about 1% for the week ending July 29th, citing the dryness spreading throughout the Midwest. However, conditions have remained robust, with soybean ratings holding at 70% good to excellent condition. The current rating is also 11 percentage points higher than the prior year's level and 4 percentage points above the five-year average of 66%. 8% of the soybean crop is in poor or very poor condition, unchanged from the prior week. It's no secret that the outlook for both old and new crop commodity prices has changed dramatically in recent months. The Agriculture Department's most recent World Agricultural Supply and Demand estimates projected lower new crop prices for corn, soybeans, sorghum, oats, rice, and wheat. Only cotton saw higher expected prices due to the potential supply impact attributable to drought conditions in the Western Cotton Belt. In many cases, the decline in price expectations has been linked to ongoing trade disputes and has left many in agriculture posing an important question: what can farm programs do? Two Farm Bill Commodity Assistance Programs, Agriculture Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage, are designed to make payments to producers when national marketing year average crop prices or crop revenue fall below certain thresholds. A recent market intel revealed that ARC-CO is unlikely to provide much support for old crop corn, soybeans, and wheat, as those marketing year average prices are unlikely to change. This market intel update is the second in a two-part series and reviews how price loss coverage may help offset trade-related price declines. As part of an effort to enhance the membership experience, Illinois Farm Bureau has launched MyIFB at myifb.org. The MyIFB website makes it easier to join and manage your Illinois and County Farm Bureau membership. You can join, renew, or reinstate your membership, print your membership card, access member benefits, manage your membership information, and much more. To refresh, MyIFB replaces the former member center. If members created an account at the old site, their credentials will transfer, so there is no need to register again. If members are new to the site, they will need their membership number to create an account. That information can be found on existing membership cards or dues renewal statements. If that information is not accessible, contact your County Farm Bureau or Membership Operations at membership.ilfb.org or at 309-557-2689. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.